Vultures, huh? Let's get a closer look at those birds. Look at that. One just landed on the handle of that old lawnmower. Phew. Stinky, ugly birds. Dirty, filthy, disgusting broids.
What was that? Hey, you didn't have to fly off the handle like that. Hey, did it again. Go on, go on. Spread your filthy wings and fly away.
Yeah, well. Gee, these birds, they got no sense of hubris.
Whoop! There goes another one.
Hey, hey, dejen pasar los opilotes.
What?
I said stop tormenting the vultures.
I wasn't tormenting. I was just teaching them how to articulate.
Articulate what?
Didn't you hear them mumble? They're very difficult to understand.
What do you mean? Show me.
How are you? I'm fine. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
You actually speak vultures.
That's right. Captain Kirk would be proud of me.
So, tell me, Mojo, why are you here in Bahia?
Well, I'm continuing my voodoo studies.
Oh, that's right. You know, you always were a scholar of voodoo, weren't you?
There's some very interesting stuff going on. The African religions are still active here.
I don't understand how Brazilians can be Catholics and still practice this macumba or candomblé or whatever.
Well, you know any of the history of Bahia?
Not much. I know this city, Salvador, was once the capital of Brazil. It's the port where the slaves were brought.
The African religions went through a lot of changes here. They had to adapt. People involved in Candomblé believed in a supreme god, Olorun.
Olorun?
Yeah. He created the universe, but he has intermediaries who look after the affairs of human beings, like saints.
But these intermediaries, they're the Orishas, right? The divinities.
Yeah, we know some of this, right?
Well, not really, but I've been learning fast.
In Candomblé, African deities are the same as the Catholic saints. You have Yemanjá, goddess of the sea. That's the Virgin Mary. Ogun, god of war, is Saint Anthony. Oshosi, god of the hunt, Saint George. And Oshala, greatest of the deities, is Jesus.
Oh, excuse me, Mojo. What is this we're watching?
Capoeira.
Capoeira?
Yeah, it's a type of combat, hand and foot fighting. It's as lethal as karate.
It looks like a dance.
Yeah, they kept it disguised as a dance. But the plantation owners got wise and banned it. Now it's both, dance and a fighting technique.
Whew, well, wait a minute. That mud is crawling with crabs.
Crabs.
Crabs, indeed. Yes, crabs. Big ones, little ones, millions of them.
Did you know that during the high tide, the water comes up and swooshes the streets of the town?
Nah, where'd you hear that?
That's why the streets are built like a channel.
You mean all those crabs sweep in with the tide up the streets?
Up the streets, and sometimes they come in under the door.
Under the door?
And they climb up the bedspread.
Up the bedspreads?
And creep under the covers.
Creep under the Oh, come up. That's good. That's good. That's great. You had me going there.
But it's
really
true.
Carmen.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting hungry. How about a little crab, Louie?
Carmen, and I don't eat crab.
Oh, come on. It's my treat.
All right. But no crab.
So who are you, really? And what were you before? And what did you do? And what did you think?
Well, no one, nothing, 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 I guess. And who are you?
Nobody, really. The name is Detroit. Short Top Detroit.
Mucho gusto, Mr. Short Stop.
And mucho gusto to you.
So, Salvador really does have an upper and a lower city,
That's true. And if you want to get from one part of the city to the other, you take the elevator.
The elevator? What do you mean, the elevator?
The city's built on a cliff, Over there is the elevator.
Oh, I have to see this.
We'll take a ride.
You know, I still don't understand how someone can practice a pagan religion and... I mean, you know what I mean by pagan, right?
Oh, sure. Listen.
What are we doing?
Sometimes I can hear them. Being a slave was awful. The misery. You can feel it here, all around you. Over there, that's where they auctioned them off, fresh off the boat. Oh, God, it was a terrible thing.
Yeah. Seems the only thing the whites couldn't take away from the slaves was their belief in the mystical.
They tried rebellion. Insurrection failed. So, yeah, accepting the white world became the only way out of the mess. Become Catholic. And if you're a woman, sleep with them so you can have children with lighter skin who'd have a better chance. Well, here's the elevator. Going down.
Okay.
Also, you have to understand that Catholicism here in Brazil was cut off from Europe, where they controlled the worship of saints. But in Brazil, the isolation, the climate, this is a pretty sensuous climate here. And it became a folk Catholicism. Saints became more personal. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
They sure have some fresh crabs here.
Yes, very fresh.
Here, come on, eat some.
No, thank you.
You mean I gotta eat all these crabs myself?
I told you I don't eat crabs during high tide.
High tide?
Tonight, the bay will swoosh up the streets and all the crabs will come. They sniff beneath the doors and they smell crab on your breath and go right after you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Here it is, the Noah City.
Well, I must admit, taking the elevator is the only way. What? No, thanks. Wait, what are you doing?
He just wants you to buy his monkey.
Oh, yeah, just what I need, right? A monkey.
Cute thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you are cute. Yeah. Hey, stop that tickle. Stop. Oh, really, no, thanks. I don't need a monkey. So, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the races became mixed, you said. But how did the whites become influenced by the black religions?
Well, the white children were brought up by a black mammy, and her beliefs became part of theirs. Along with the holy medals of the saints were African charms. When the children got sick, she'd treat them with herbs from the medicine man.
So the influence worked both ways?
Yeah. It was a part of both their educations.
Is it possible to see a candomblé ceremony?
If you come by after I get off tonight, around 11, we'll go to the beach. I can show you some real candomblé.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Jack, leave your preconceptions behind.
You know I always travel light.
Well, Carmen, I'm sorry I'm going to have to miss the big tide tonight, but I'm tired.
Cuidado, don't fool with those vultures. See the way they watch you?
Well, gee, Carmen, I hate to say goodnight.
Try buenas noches.
Well, gee, Carmen, I hate to say buenas noches.
Good night.
We never met.
Where would we meet?
We could meet at my place.
True. Good night.
Okay. Buenas noches.
Sweet dreams.
Thanks, Carmen.
Sueña con los angelitos.
I'll do that.
A little time to kill. I wonder what's going on over there. With a couple of snakes. big, scaly things. The eyes are interesting. Quite interesting.
The tide is swishing in. I think I'll go to the beach and swim.
This is going to be interesting, but listen, you can't talk and you can't take pictures, okay?
Okay.
You'll see some people get possessed. They'll get up and dance. I'll tell you what happened later.
I'll keep quiet. Just one question.
Okay.
Is there any difference between this and the Pentecostal religion where people are possessed by the Spirit and speak in tongues?
That's a good question. But there's a lot of people who don't want to know the answer.
Come on, Mojo. What do you think?
Pentecostal is a puritanical religion. It is similar in that the Holy Spirit descends and takes possession, just like the Orishas. It's the same means, but with different ends. Very different ends.
Great stuff, eh?
Shh.
Crabs crawling all over the bed? Hey, get off there. Get out of here. Go on. Take a hike. Go on. Put an egg in your shoe and beat it. Go on, get out of here. I'm getting out of here. What? Uh-oh. The room is flooded. Damn. I should never have taken a room on the ground floor or below sea level. I made the same mistake in Death Valley just before the flash flood. Jeez. Lost $4,000 worth of Mexican blankets. Took a beating on the... Ow! Hey! Let go of my... Ow! Oh, Jesus! Hey, let go of my toe! Come on! Hey, come on, Krabby! Let go... Ow! 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 Oh, grab my thumb, will you? Ooh! Moving up, huh? Ambitious little trying to claw your way to the top, huh? Crusty little crustacean! Come on, you coward! Come on, put him up! Put him up! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on! Come out of your shell, you... Ow! 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 Hey! Gosh! Darn it! Get off my nose! Hey, let go of my nose! Let go of my nose! Let go of my nose! Come on! Ow! Oh, wow! Hello! Room service?
O senhor precisa de alguma ajuda?
Crab on my nose!
O quê?
Wait! Carango! On my nariz!
O senhor Paulo está lhe esperando perto da árvore.
No! Crab! Caranguejo!
Ah, caranguejo!
Sim, claws, pinchers, everything!
O quê?
Huh? Claws, caranguejo, gotta pinchers, balascar, on nariz!
Nariz?
Caranguejo, balascar, my nose!
Nose?
Yes, nose!
Yes, no?
No, yes, nose, nariz!
Who is this?
Shortop, Detroit!
Ah, o senhor Shortop! O número do seu quarto, por favor.
4, room number 1E!
O quê?
What, 1E? E-ow!
One owl?
Well, no, one owl, one E! E-ow!
Esse quarto não existe.
Oh, I'll show you. Oh, look, I'm coming in there. I'm gonna show you. Now, look.
Look, here. You see this? I got a crab on my nose.
Caranguejo no seu nariz?
What?
I can't understand you. You get a crab on your nose.
Right!
I feel as though I'm swimming through the air. Or am I flying? There's birds around me. They circle around and around like in a whirlpool. We're being drawn down to the earth. There's something down there. something. Dead. It's the body. The body the vultures have torn apart. It's scaly with greenish skin, like a snake, only it's a man. Or is it? The eyes are pecked out, black holes. Oh, God. What's happening to me?